Praised be Jesus and Mary. In the gospel reading today, we see a situation that we've all experienced to some degree. That is when something occurs in our lives, it gives us insight and understanding so that we can then look back and suddenly all of the pieces start falling into place. And we say, that's what that was all about. Now I understand it, When St. John went into the tomb, he saw and he believed. And then he understood, which is why he could then write to us saying, what our eyes have seen, what our ears have heard, what we have looked upon and touched with our hands is the word that was made visible. He didn't have full understanding of who Jesus was when he was alive. It was only in his death and resurrection that St. John would be able to understand. That's why at the beginning of his gospel, he'd be able to say, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God. He had been faithful to our Lord, was with him even on Calvary, the only one of the apostles who had been with Jesus right to the very end. Yet at the same time, still he didn't fully understand. Being there more as a friend who would be supportive rather than an apostle and a disciple who was there to learn from his master and to bring the message out into the world. But now he has understood. He can turn around to us, say to us, we are writing this to you too, so that you too may have fellowship with us. And he also says that so that our joy may be complete. He understood that if he was going to have the joy that our Lord desires for each one of us, it was going to be only by spreading the word of Jesus Christ. It was only to be by going beyond himself. It wasn't just a me and Jesus kind of thing. It wasn't just I'll have communion with our Lord over here all by myself. But he understood that if we're going to have fellowship with the Father and the Son, it was only going to be able to happen in the fullness of the mystical body. And so he desired then to spread that news about our Lord. He understood that the more people understood Jesus, the more they believed and accepted him, the more people loved our Lord, the more that the joy of each one of who really believes would be completed. So too, it is with us. Once we have peered into the reality of our Lord, into the mystery that's been revealed to us, as St. John tells us, then we too will understand that it's not just a personal thing, but that we also have to spread the gospel. We have to bring Christ to others, and our joy will be complete, you know, only when there are more, you know, who believe in the Lord, when there are more who love and serve our Lord. You know, that's the example that we see in St. John. That is what we should want more than anything, for everyone to know this truth, for everyone to believe, for everyone to have union, you know, with our Lord and with His most holy mother, as St. John had.